today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salamu alaikum, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you very much for joining us on IRIB English Radio and this episode of today's special. We're speaking about poverty in Islam. Today, Tuesday, is the 7th of Rabiul Awal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to chapter Al-Munafiqun, verse 10. Then we'll listen to some point of it. And that will be the time concerning our topic.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiya ahadakumul mautu fayaqul rabbi lawla akhartani صدق وأكن من الصالحين.
And spend in the way of Allah from what we have provided you before death approaches one of you, and he says, My Lord, if only you would delay me for a brief term, so I would give charity and be among the righteous.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Man expends alms in Allah's cause and acts upon his religious obligations if he believes that he will die and there will be resurrection in the hereafter. Enjoining the believers to expend alms in Allah's cause herein is interpreted by some Quran exegetes in the sense of the immediate requirement of expending the alms tax and other religious obligations. Though the contextual meaning of the blessed verse reflects that any kind of obligatory and supererogatory expending alms is hereby intended, which may serve as a means of man's salvation in the hereafter.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, is thanks to you.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is poverty in the view of Islam. Islam is especially distinguished for connecting the worldly matters with the hereafter, and it confirms that both richness and poverty are a test and trial from Allah to His servants, and the person will be rewarded or punished according to his reaction. When a poor person realizes this fact, prescience becomes easier for him, and thus he will have a good fate in this life and in the hereafter. Islam legislated many solutions for poverty, the most important of which is to be steadfast on the religion of Allah and encourage people to work and abandon unemployment.
Sheikh Rouhani.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Poverty is one of the very significant and at the same time challenging subject and topic that can be discussed from different perspectives. Look at the Prophet. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first taught his companions the true teachings, the true principles. Even when some of them were sent to Ethiopia, you know, this traveling from Mecca, this migration from Mecca to Ethiopia was really difficult, was really challenging for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions. When they entered Ethiopia, there was also lots of problems, lots of challenges for these people in Ethiopia also. Because the infidels of Mecca, they were very much rich and strong and powerful in terms of all the facilities that they had. And they went to Ethiopia and to trace these people. And they wanted to kill them even in Ethiopia. And they wanted to make lots of challenges, causes lots of challenges for them in Ethiopia. But you see that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, not only in Mecca, but also in Ethiopia, in Medina, when they went to Medina again, poverty in Medina was increasing at that time. But you see the Muslim Ummah, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they were taught truly by the Prophet ﷺ. They were mentally and spiritually strong and powerful. And that's why these poor people, poor companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they became the richest people in the world at that time. Their Islamic civilization became the most influential and the most, let's say, functional, we can say, and the most powerful and a strong civilization in the history. So how did those poor Muslims in Mecca and Medina, how did they establish this strong civilization? How did they establish that strong political system? How did they solve those strong economical challenges and problems that they were facing? You see, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lost his great wife, Lady Khadija Salamullahi Alayha, who supported the Prophet. But he lost him. He lost Abdul Muttalib. And in Mecca, the great companions of him, he lost all of them. But at the same time, the companions of the Prophet supported him and helped him. And then they were able to establish this new strong system. This is what we can take as a great lesson from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light, be like a rose, spreading its fragrance.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Here I have a list of means prescribed by Islam to solve poverty. One of them is making zakat obligatory on the wealth of the rich. Let's learn more about that. Allah has granted the poor a share of zakat, which is to be given to the poor to keep, and is to be given until he becomes independent of means and is no longer poor. Allah says, As-sadaqa, here it means zakat, are only for the fuqara, or for the poor, and the needy, and those employed to collect the funds and to attract the hearts of those who have been inclined towards Islam, and to free the captives and for those in debt, and for Allah's cause, and for the wayfarer, a traveler who is cut off from everything, a duty imposed by Allah. And Allah is all-knower, all-wise. Can find this great concept in chapter At-Tawbah, that is chapter 9 of the Holy Quran, verse 60. And those in whose wealth there is a recognized right, for the beggar who asks and for the unlucky who has lost his property and wealth and his means of living has been straitened. Chapter Al-Ma'arij, that chapter 70 of the Holy Quran, verses 24 to 25. Tips of Imams for helping the poor and needy. Give khutbas or sermons on zakat and sadaqa, charity. Who knows the rewards of paying zakat and sadaqa? There are probably many people in your community who don't. You must educate them about the benefits and advantage of helping the poor and needy through these two Islamic mechanisms. I mean zakat and sadaqa. The khutbah is an ideal forum to present this information, focus on the general commandments and benefits, not necessarily the detailed technical explanations. And devote at least one Friday to collecting for those in need. Designate one specific Friday at the mosque to collecting for the poor and needy of community. Pass around a collective box, make sure the money is properly counted, then distribute it. Also, keep a written record of how much was given to the anonymous needy families of the community. Inshallah, you will be successful.
Allah says, oh you people, every one of you, every single one of you has been created by me are indeed poor. And I am the wealthy. Imam Zainul Abidin salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, would purchase 30 slaves. And he would tell his household to cook for them all. And Imam Zainul Abidin would sit with them in the time of iftar. And he would eat with them. And he, in the end of the month of Ramadan, the whole month, he would teach them. He would teach them the Quran. He would teach them hadith. He would turn them into scholars. And after the 30th day, and the day of Eid, he would say to them that Allah has asked me to free you. Allah has asked, part of his kindness, to free the slaves. So I will free you on this day and ask Allah to free me from the hellfire. This is how Ahlul Bayt taught us to deal with the poor. Imam Ali would have one set of clothes. And historians say on the day of Friday when he would give his khutbah, he would always be waving his shirt, always. So a kid came to him one day. He says to him, Imam Ali, every Friday we see you're standing and you're going like this. Why? What's the story? So Imam Ali says to him, I have one shirt. I wash it on the day of Friday and it doesn't dry. I don't have time for it to dry, so I dry it myself. This is Imam Ali. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib was given money. So someone came, he said, Imam Ali, here is gifts, go buy. Imam Ali says to Qanbar, take this money, go buy stuff for yourself. Qanbar was his servant. So Imam Ali says to him, but Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he wants you to buy. He wants you to look good. I'm just a servant. Imam Ali says to him, that you're young, you like to look good. But however, for Ali, it's a different story. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib never chose to make himself look superior above others.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll learn about Islamic views on poverty more on the next episode of today's special, tomorrow, inshallah. Thank you for joining us. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي